Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you cackling at?
Oh, all the buzzes and beeps and that going on from
there
me,
is a lot of construction happening around BFM, as there has been for several years at this point.
That's telling all the workers to stop and listen to me.
Exactly. That's what that siren is for. I don't know if you can hear that at home, but
right.
We've got animals. What have we got? Throwing your glasses around here.
This is animal stuff first. I don't know whether it's nature, what's all that about. I'll let you make your own mind up about that. In Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, an animal has left specialists unsure whether it was a dog or a coyote that escaped from their wildlife and rehabilitation facility.
Okay, right. What
happened was the animal was rescued by a woman who saw it outside her home and thought it was her neighbour's dog.
Right? Oh, true, okay. Oh, yeah.
So first off, if your neighbour's dogs are that rough, just something wrong with your neighbour,
maybe
really.
It was an elegant coyote.
Yeah.
A very, dainty little coyote.
When it arrived, no one was sure whether it was a dog or a coyote, so they genetically tested it. They haven't got the results back yet. And then what happened, after about a week, during which time it was properly fed and received treatment for its mange and secondary infections, it was off. So I've had enough of this, I'm out of here. It totaled its cage and trashed the hospital area.
Whoa!
Then chewed through a windowsill until it could force the window open, and then was off.
Wow. Okay.
So staff at the facility said the animal would never have acted aggressively and there were no signs of any other escape attempts. I don't know whether they meant like bed sheets out the window or like filing a dog biscuit. I've seen too much Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I'm imagining here. Or in that vein, the Tasmanian devil that used to just spin around on the Looney Tunes. Exactly.
I can't believe I just did that. My nose hurts.
I'm very pleased.
Now, they're trying to find it and hoping food would entice it. But what happened was, when it arrived at the facility, a lot of people donated money to help with its upkeep. And bless them, they were going to reimburse them all.
Oh, because it's gapped it now.
Yeah, but the thing is, that don't sound like dog behaviour to me. It sat there and had a good look around, thinking, I can see what's going on. It might have had inside help.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like some hamsters helped it or something like that.
You never know with those hamsters.
But I'm going to keep my eye on this.
Okay, please
story.
Do. I'm fascinated by it purely for the fact that, you know, a lot of animals end up in animal shelters.
Yeah.
This one seems to have got like a cult following around it.
Yeah, well,
the
thing is, it sat there and thought, well, I'm all right now, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But then to trash the hospital bit, that's, do you know what I mean?
It's very sort of 1970s rocker of you kind of vibes.
Yeah, it's like Keith Moon just throwing TVs out of windows and everything. So that's going on now.
All right, we'll follow that dog, maybe coyote story.
No, I'm going to keep my eye on that. This is Planet Business. Now,
Planet Business.
I always thought the biggest mountain on a planet was Mount Everest, but it isn't.
Ooh.
Oh, no. To put that in there for a bit of tension.
Yeah.
It is only if you include mountains above sea level.
Okay.
Right, now, I actually wrote all this last night. And when I was reading it this morning on a train, I thought, I'm not so sure about this now. In Hawaii, Mauna Kea volcano is 9,330 meters.
Mauna Kea.
That's it. Have you been now?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. It's from top to bottom. I said how big it was, wasn't I? As opposed to Mount Everest, who's 8,849.
True.
The thing is, as a volcano, what's the difference between a volcano and a mountain?
All right, someone out there's going to know.
Please let me know.
What's the difference between a volcano and a mountain? It's not a joke. It sounds like we're setting up for there. But what is it?
4,207 metres is underwater. So what this American explorer Victor Vescovo did while sailing around... Victor Vescovo.
What a name.
It's good, isn't it? Actually, he should have been a shirt designer, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, this shirt is Vescovo.
Or a suspect in a murder mystery or something.
Yeah. When he was sailing around Hawaii in 2020, he had the idea that many mountaineers have climbed the part out of the wall to the top. So he thought, you know, I'm going to do the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But obviously, so what he, done, exactly. What he done was he got a submersible, went to the bottom and just come straight back up again. So he didn't really climb it.
He didn't actually walk it.
Well, can't. I was thinking you'd have to have them like diver, old school diver boots on.
Again, I'm getting a very Looney Tunes kind of image in Looney my head Tunes of a man day-to-day. Trying to climb up an underwater mountain.
But so it took him 3 days to do the whole thing. But my big thing is what's the difference between a mountain and a volcano?
We need some geologists or geographers to text us.
To be a mountain. A volcano could be I don't know.
When does a hill become a mountain?
I've had this argument with my friend from Wellington. I was talking about, this mountain's hard. And she was like, it's a hill.
It's actually just a hill.
All the volcanoes in Auckland have got, they're not called volcano what's name. They're called like Mount Eden or Mount whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. This is a good question. This is stretching my science knowledge here. So if anyone does know, text us on 5395. Someone says a volcano is formed by lava. A mountain is formed by the collision of tectonic plates. Well, that would make sense. Earthquakes versus explosions.
Yeah, so, but is it still... So then that's not a real mountain then. A volcano ain't a mountain, so it's not the tallest mountain in the world. It's a lie.
It's the tallest volcano.
This person has said volcanoes are formed from lava, and then they've gone on further to say, and goo gushing out from the earth. The famous volcano goo.
Nah, see, so lost me there. The first bit was really good.
You got a song for it? A poem for us?
I do have a poem for you, for everybody.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
This is a two-line poem. I'm working on the Ballad of Bollocks Part 2, I've been quite busy doing other stuff, so this is my little two-line poem. It's right. Ding dong will be the first line of my song when Balloonhead Boris, the gravy dribbling moron idiot, is gone. Thank you.
You can have a round of applause for that.
Very
ding
nice.
Dong indeed. Oh gosh, it is a saga, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. That's a lovely poem. Lovely is maybe not the right word. That's a great poem. And some good bits of animal and planet stuff.
Yeah.
You've also picked us a fantastic track.
I have. This is going out to my fellow Plato Retreatians. Don't know whether that's the right word. This is our song of the year from last year, and it's Sri Rajar Sound System with Saifan Don Lovers Rock, and it's beautiful.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks. See you next week. Track here, Rob. Fantastic selection.
If you get the chance, watch the video because the video brings it all together.
Sri Raja Sound System with Si Fan Don, Lovers Rock. Zoe, what's the difference between a hill and a mountain?
Well, according to the US Geological Survey, there is no official difference between hills and mountains.
Oh, of course there is.
But hills are easier to climb than mountains, apparently, and they're less steep and not as high, so...
I guess it's all about perspective, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.